from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And we're joined in studio right now by Texans running back Cam Akers, who was part of a rushing attack that put up 114 yards today. Cam, yeah. Congrats on the win. How you feeling?
Feeling great, man. Yeah, like you said, the rushing attack was lethal today.
And yeah.
I think it showed.
So yeah.
Feel good about that.
Good, yeah. Now, and I know that's a focal point for you guys to get that run game going. How are you feeling? How's the camp gone for you? You came in a little after some of the guys, but picked up right away. This is a system you're familiar with. How would you assess your overall experience so far in camp?
It's been good. It's been good. Just getting around the guys, getting around the team, getting acclimated to the coaches. It's been good. It's been great. I'm just happy to be able to go out and have an opportunity to show that I'm still who I am after two Achilles injuries. I don't want that narrative to control my career, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I'm just blessed to be able to go out and still have opportunities to play ball, ultimately.
It's easy to say that, right? But as we watch you, mm-hmm. Before seeing you in that Hall of Fame game, I know it was the first preseason game, and a lot of people, it was one of those useless games and all. But for you, right, mm-hmm. after the second injury, getting back on the field, man, and just proving to everybody and yourself that with pads on and guys trying to actually tackle you, you still had that juice. Take us through that journey, that feeling of coming out of that game going, hey, okay, now I've proven it that I'm good.
I think it was more so just going out and being me. You know, I never thought about it as coming off of just showing that I can do anything. You know what I mean? I always thought about just going out and playing ball. So I never had a second thought about going out and making a guy miss or being able to take a tackle on or delivering a blow if I have to. You know what I mean? So I never thought twice about it. It was always just go play.
How much did the familiarity with this type of system factor into you wanting to become a Houston Texan, your decision, wherever it was you were going to go play? How important was that playing in this system? Because it is a system. It's not an easy one to pick up, and you've got a lot of experience in it.
Obviously, that helps. It makes a decision. It weighs on the decision, you know what I mean? So knowing the offense, not like the back of my hand, but pretty much 80% of the offense coming in, I had a very good grasp of what was going on. So that definitely slowed the game down, allowed me to just go out and play ball. You know, I didn't really have to go through a big learning curve, or I could just go play ball. So it made it a lot easier.
Why Houston?
I think it was just God's plan. You know, it wasn't like I was planning on just, you know, coming here or whatever. It was just where it just happened. I was buying a house here anyway. And I got a call to come work out, so it was guys, you know, telepathy.
So you were getting ready to live here anyways, huh?
Yeah,
in Houston, how come?
It's close to home. It's close to home. My family from Mississippi, everybody in Mississippi, so 6-hour drive.
Yeah,
it's a happy medium for me. I can get to everywhere I need to go from Houston and Now I'm here.
So now you can play ball
full time.
Ken, we talked a little bit about the, you know, you knowing the offense and learning the offense. And look, I mean, you're a veteran in this league. You don't stick around in this league, especially with a couple of injuries, if you can't play the game between the ears, right? But you were a quarterback in high school, right?
Yes, sir.
Take me back to to kind of how that, or maybe it doesn't, but just correct me if I'm wrong, but that quarterback background. Mm-hmm. Helping you in the ability to pick up a new offense, helping you in the ability to see the whole field versus a lot of running backs are tunnel vision. I don't mean they're running.
I just mean
when you're reading safeties and rotations and all that. Is that part of kind of
– A big part. Being able to play, like you said, seeing the whole field. You know, I see everything from top to bottom. I try to get a pre-snap picture and a – you know, I try to see everything. So I think playing quarterback put me in that mindset of where are the safeties before the ball even snap. Where are the linebackers? Is the safety stacked over this linebacker? Because pressure, you know, it's just a whole thought process that I go through in 3 seconds. And it's part of being a pro.
Yeah. Cam Akers, Texans running back, joining us in studio here in the postgame show. I know you talked about your injuries. I know you don't want that to be part of your narrative, but it is part of your story.
Absolutely.
And so, two Achilles injuries.
Yes, sir.
Can you just take us through the first time? I would imagine it's something completely foreign and it's shocking. When the second one happened, how much did it? This is going to sound weird to ask. How much did it help that you had been through it one time already?
It helped a lot. You know, obviously it's never easy going through an injury. My only surgeries in life were these two injuries, so it's never easy. So you know, it was that was a curve for me, especially the second one. First one I was a little more gelled up, but the second one I had to bunker down, tune out the noise of people saying it's over for them or whatever, you know. It was just a process, you know what I mean, that I got through. And give all the praise to the man above for helping me and my family. And I got a great support system, so it made it a lot easier for me.
Now, how do you feel about what's gone on here so far for you in that running back room? Obviously, it's a competition every day.
Yeah.
And we hear that from all of you guys about just compete day to day, stack days, and I understand that. But for you, you know, all we really get to see that we can really sink our teeth into is, you know, what, a few carries here, there. And what I love about when you're in the game and what I'm really hanging my hat on when we talk running backs is it seems like every time you're in the game,
big play happen.
The offense is moving the football.
Yeah.
Right? The drive typically ends in points.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's typically something we reserve for when we're talking about quarterbacks. It's like, well, that quarterback, he may not be the biggest, tallest, fastest, but man, when he's in there, he's moving the ball. I look at this team, when you're in the game, I don't care what game it is, what quarter it's in, Cam Akers is on the field, they're moving the football. One way or another, they're moving the football.
Absolutely.
I mean, how do you feel about what you've done so far and kind of the case you've built to be one of the guys that stick around here?
I feel great about it. You know what I mean? Obviously, there's more work to be done always, regardless of how good I feel or how bad I feel. It's more work to be done, but I feel good. You know, I got a good basis under me as far as the games that I have played off my injury, being able to come out and make plays. It feel good. And being able to bring people along with me, it feel good. You know, in the huddle, I'm always talking. I'm always being me. Telling everybody it's easy. Yeah, it's next play, good play, bad play, next play. You know, that's the league. So
What about the run today? Can you walk us through that run? The cutback run. You know what run I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah. just tried to press it as much as I could. Be patient. Keep my reads or whatever you want to call it, and make a play. That was the ultimate, you know, result of that. Just making the play.
Yeah.
You know, everything kind of broke down to in a sense and. Still got to go at least get back to the line of scrimmage, but I got a little more.
Yeah. Not much going on the left. I think I'll go see what's going on the right.
This over here ain't working.
I'm going to see what's going on.
Add that to the list of things that you and I can never relate to.
Hey, No. Hey, Cam, we know we got to get you out of here in a second, but C.J. Stroud, you haven't been a teammate of his as long as a lot of the guys on the team, but what are your impressions early on of the young kid?
Great leader, natural leader. Obviously, with the ball in his hands, he's a baller. But, you know, but beyond that, he's a leader. You know what I mean? Off the field, on the field, that's a guy you want to depend on in tough situations and look up to, your team to look up to in tough situations because he's gonna be mellow, he's going to be calm, he's going to make a play when it's time. Even when it's not time, you know what I mean? He's going to make a play. So, you can feed off of that.
Yeah.
You can learn from that. You can learn from him. as a quarterback, as a person. So you know what I mean.
Yep.
That's a great guy.
This is usually where Clint asks about the jewelry.
He knew exactly where I was going with. I can't see what's behind Big Three right there. What is that?
Sip Boy.
Sip. I know what that. Okay, now I'm going. What the hell is that? Yeah. Sip Boy. I got that one. Mississippi. I got that one.
Big Three for my family. Family for life. FFL. Family for life. So it's just a number that me and my family.
Okay.
You know what I mean. Take a lot of pride in.
Got it.
Good stuff. 6 carries, 29 yards today, including that 14-yard run that you just took us through. Cam Akers putting together a nice case to be on this football team. Cam, we appreciate it, man.
Thank you.
Yes, and we'll see you back out at camp this week.
Yes, sir, you will.
All right. Sounds good. Cam Akers joining us here, running back in studio. Good game. Good game from Cam Akers. Good game from a lot of the backs today, man.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.